Welcome to Drama School. Link graphic, Drama School logo. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so grateful that you've signed up for Drama School. I've included the Getting Started checklist below, but first I wanted to commit to doing my best to make sure that we're sharing ideas, data, prompts, tutorials and conversations to help you grow your audience and turn them into as engaged a community as possible. Along the way, I have two asks for you. List with two items, bullet reply to me if you have a question, if you've come up with an idea, if you think we've gotten something wrong, or if you want to partner up on something, please email me. You have my address, bullet share your podcast with me. I'm a serious audio fiction / drama fan, and I'm always looking for great shows. We'll showcase some of our favorites to our community out of list now, like I promised. Here's your up and running checklist 1. Sign up for an email provider. The company I work for, Linkaweber, has a free plan for up to 500 subscribers that I'm pretty partial to, but there are other tools out there as well, too. Create a landing page. The purpose of your landing page is to communicate what additional benefits and content your podcast audience will get from your email. This could be anything from whole new story content, to behind-the-scenes commentary, to fan art. Some best practices. List with 5 items. Bullet clarity is key. When you're first starting out, make sure you have a clear value proposition. What special value are people going to get from your email that they can't get anywhere else? And call to action. Bullet, try to keep your sign-up form above the fold. Although many people will scroll, you can ensure that people who love you and just want to sign up can do so as easily as possible. Bullet, make your sign-up call to action button interesting. Instead of sign-up, why not join the community or something that plays off an inside joke your listeners would know? Bullet, if you have them, include positive testimonials and good vibe comments from your email listeners and subscribers. Bullet, make sure you have your social sharing imagery set so Twitter, Facebook, etc. Create cards that look attractive and professional. Out of list note, you can create as many as you want on a Weber. 3. Create a welcome message or series. Your welcome message is probably going to be one of your most opened and engaged messages you ever send. This is because everyone who signs up gets the message immediately after signing up, so you know they're already excited to hear from you. Welcome messages and series are a fantastic way to show your audience what they can expect from you. Ask for feedback and cross-promote. This email you're reading right now is my welcome email from my onboarding campaign. Note: to make it as easy as possible to get started, we made a link fill-in-the-blank style welcome link campaign for you to import into your account if you use a Weber. If you need help or use another email platform, just reach out and I'll be there to help. 4. Share your page with your audience. So far you have a landing page for people to join your list and a welcome campaign that will automatically start a conversation with them once they join. Now it's time to share. Here are a couple suggestions on how to promote your sign-up. Remember to communicate what extra benefits they'll get by signing up. List with 5 items. Bullet, ask people to sign up on your show. Bullet, share a post on social media. Bullet, put a link on your podcast website. Bullet, talk to your super fans and ask them to share. Bullet, add to your social media profiles. Out of list. Link graphic image. Chris Vasquez, podcast listener and email maker. 1100 Manor, Dr. Chaffont, PA 18914 USA. Link unsubscribe. Link change subscriber options.